Kančak pragozda u vašem ušesu.
Kaj pa univerza?
Kaj pa avstralski trimester? V današnji oddaji Kaj pa univerza bomo obravnavali problematiko semestrov v študijskem letu. Na univerzah po Sloveniji nam je verjetno znano, da obstajata v študijskem letu dva semestra. To sta zimski in letni semester. Med obema je nato umeščeno prvo izpitno obdobje, po letnem semestru pa se začne še drugo. Vendar danes ne bo govora o študijskem letu na slovenskih univerzah, ampak bomo obravnavali nedavno uvajanje sprememb semestrov na avstralski univerzi v New South Walesu. Vodstvo univerze je namreč povečalo število semestrov z 2 na 3. S februarjem tega šolskega leta so pričeli uvajati trimestre. Po objavi načrtovanih sprememb so se študentje na univerzi v New South Walesu pričeli organizirati v pobudo Cancel Trimesters. 17. junija so objavili eno izmed javnih pisem, v katerem nagovarjajo zaposlene na univerzi, da naj jih podprejo pri njihovih prizadevanjih za ukinitev načrtovanih sprememb poteka šolskega leta. Sedaj, po uvedbi spremembe, eden od 3 semestrov traja 10 tednov, medtem ko je pred tem eden od 2 semestrov trajal 13 tednov. Zaradi skrajševanja semestrov se krajšajo tudi izpitna obdobja, prav tako pa so študentje izgubili nekatere dni v šolskem letu, ki so bili do sedaj namenjeni študentskim počitnicam. Nova razdelitev šolskega leta na 3 semestre je po besedah študentske pobude za njihovo ukinitev ob istem obsegu študijske snovi prinesla tudi manj časa za njeno podajanje. Študentje so se obrnili tudi na predavatelje in zaposlene na univerzi v New South Walesu in jih opozorili, da bodo takšne spremembe povečale obremenitve tako študentskega kot tudi njihovega dela. Prinesle pa bodo tudi odpuščanja in vse več krajših rokov za izpolnjevanje obveznosti, ki so jih do sedaj morali opraviti v 2 semestrih. Za razjasnitev poteka dogodkov in problemov, ki so nastali ob uvajanju sprememb, smo se pogovarjali s Caitlin Keough, študentko na univerzi v New South Walesu in članico tamkajšnjega izobraževalnega kolektiva, kot se imenuje skupnost, ki je pripravila kampanjo proti omenjenim trimestrom. Za začetek smo jo povprašali, kako se je vse skupaj sploh začelo. Povedala nam je, da se je problematika uvajanja 3 semestrov pojavila že leta 2016 in da so že takrat omenjene spremembe naletele na odpor študentov in osebja zaposlenega na univerzi.
From the very start, students and staff knew that trimesters were going to be a problem when they were announced in 2016. It was met with hostility from our students and staff who saw the fact that we were going to have 13 weeks of content crammed into 10 weeks as very bad for the quality of education at UNSW as well as for the workloads that students and staff have to deal with. We also recognised that there would be problems for students receiving government payments who would no longer be considered full-time and able to receive those payments, as well as for international students who no longer can work in the breaks full-time and find it difficult to keep up with the course content, especially when English is not their first language. Many students have reported problems with being able to apply for internships and exchange programs because it's no longer compatible with the trimester model, where it was compatible with the semester model that we used to have. And we've had an increase in stress and mental health problems, with 90% of students and staff being opposed to the trimester model.
Zaradi spremembe imajo probleme tudi študenti, ki za študij prejemajo državne štipendije, kakor tudi študentje iz tujine. Prvim predstavljajo 3 semestri problem pri izplačilu štipendije, saj se bo spremenila definicija rednega študija. Za druge, torej za študente iz tujine, pa 3 semestri predstavljajo problem, saj si ti zaradi natrpanega urnika ne bodo mogli privoščiti opravljanja študentskega počitniškega dela. 90% študentov in zaposlenega osebja na univerzi zavrača omenjene spremembe. Zbrali so tudi več kot 3000 podpisov proti nadaljevanju šolskega leta s tremi semestri. Prejšnjo sredo, 26. junija, se je na protestu proti trimestrom zbralo okoli 1000 ljudi. Več o tem Caitlin.
The student staff response to trimesters has been to completely reject them. We've got 90% of staff and students are opposed to trimesters, and the majority of students and staff want a reversion to the original semester system. After the first trimester, it was very clear that students and staff were becoming increasingly angered by the state of UNSW's education under the trimester model, and so the Cancel Trimesters campaign was organised. The campaign spread in popularity among students and staff, and in a few weeks we got over 3,000 signatures on the petition against trimesters, and we had the biggest rally at UNSW in over 20 years of 1,000 people, staff and students coming together to demand that we get rid of trimesters and have a semester system again. Mainly students and staff are quite outraged that UNSW management has continuously refused to listen to our wishes, and people are demanding that UNSW be run in the interests of education and students and staff rights.
Glavna zahteva kampanje proti trimestrom je torej očitna. Želijo njihovo ukinitev in vrnitev prejšnjega sistema. A hkrati poudarjajo, da si želijo ob tem tudi razbremenitev študijskega dela in ponovno uveljavitev tedenskega odmora med izpitnimi obdobji za mirno spopadanje študijsko snovjo. Prav tako pa si želijo tudi večjo dostopnost do psihosocialne pomoči za študente, ki trpijo zaradi stresa.
The key demand of Cancel Trimesters campaign is to get rid of trimesters and have the old semester model be reintroduced. We also have other campaign demands, including that we have a mid-sem break again, so a week in the middle of each term to actually catch up on schoolwork, to have a break, to be able to, yeah, study properly. We also want the workload and assessment load to be reduced, because as they've put 13 weeks of schoolwork into 10 weeks, it's meant that our courses are incredibly crammed. We also want UNSW to fix their special considerations rule, which they've totally gotten rid of the capacity for students now experiencing stress or health issues to be able to access the special considerations that they need. But ultimately, we just want UNSW to listen to students and staff and get rid of trimesters totally.
Po besedah nasprotnikov uvajanja treh semestrov so omenjene spremembe predvsem način, na katerega si želi univerza povečati prihodek. Spremembe želijo doseči, da bi študentje preživeli več časa v kampusu univerze in s tem hitreje dokončali študij, kar pomeni večjo finančno dobrobit za univerzo. To pa pomeni degradacijo študija in večjo obremenitev osebja na univerzi, pravi Caitlin.
UNSW management implemented trimesters to boost revenue and profit that the university is making. It's a way to maximize the time that students spend on campus so they can get through their degrees quicker and be churned out, so more and more students can go through the institution. But it also means a degrading of the quality of education and an overworking of staff. And UNSW has used the new model to actually overhaul staff conditions, so they're far worse than they were under the semester model, and they've gotten rid of a lot of staff and rehired them on worse conditions and in casualised positions to save money, essentially. And it's very clear to students and staff that the university management runs UNSW for profit, given that the 11 people on the management board are worth $6.5 million and our vice chancellor is worth over $1.2 million.
Izvršilni odbor torej vodi univerzo mimo pobud njihovih zaposlenih in študentov. Vodilnim se to sicer splača, saj 11 članov izvršilnega odbora skupaj s predsednikom na letni ravni zasluži okoli $7.5 milijona. Za konec pa smo se dotaknili še drugih problemov, ki pestijo avstralsko visoko šolstvo. Caitlin je izpostavila, da se ji zdi problematično, da so univerze vodene kot korporacije. Poleg tega uvajanje trimestrov ni samo trend ene univerze, ampak postaja splošni trend sprememb na ostalih avstralskih univerzah. Nazadnje pa vidi problem tudi vse večji fleksibilizaciji osebja na univerzah, tako predavateljev kot tudi pomožnega oskrbnega osebja. K temu spadajo tudi vse večja odpuščanja v luči finančnega prestrukturiranja univerz.
I think a key problem with higher education in Australia, and this includes UNSW, is that universities are run like corporations, meaning decisions are made based on what is going to make the most money rather than what is actually best for the quality of education and for students and staff's conditions at the university. Trimesters at UNSW are part of a general trend amongst Australian universities to undergo restructures in order to maximise profit, sack a whole lot of staff and casualise staff in order to save money in that way, but also find ways to get as many students in and out the door as quickly as possible to make as much money as possible. Education is one of Australia's top exports, and I think as long as education in this country is treated like a commodity rather than a human right, we will continue to see these problems. We will continue to see things like trimesters, other restructures, staff cuts, course cuts, until universities are no longer run like businesses.
Ali bodo omenjene spremembe poteka šolskega leta kdaj dosegle tudi evropske univerze? Že sedaj je pri nas problematično stiskanje celotnih predmetov v en semester, kar oslabi način podajanja študijske snovi. Si predstavljate, da bi vse to še skrajšali? Oddajo je pripravil Amadej.
Kaj pa univerza?
Kaj pa univerza?